Now, you may know from previous interviews we've done on the show that more than 280 million people worldwide live with some degree of sight impairment. Of those, nearly 40 million are legally blind. And you probably also know that impaired vision is the leading disability in this country, affecting several hundred thousand people at least. Which is why I'm always delighted to hear about efforts to empower the visually impaired to have broader acceptance and broader access into society and to be able to live fulfilling lives. And sport is one aspect of daily life, which the fully sighted may take for granted. Thankfully, though, an increasing number of sports are finding ways to be more inclusive. And today we want to focus on the sport of blind bowls and introduce you to a really lovely partnership that has grown out of this sport and has its sights set on further success. With me on the virtual couch today are the duo of Nozipho Princess Schroeder and Graham Ward. They are an award-winning blind bowls team. They've been working together for more than 15 years, have won multiple competitions, secured the silver medal in their category at the 2018 Commonwealth Games, to name just one of the major achievements. Princess is partially sighted, Graham is fully sighted and plays the role of her director in the game, and we'll explain what that means in just a moment. The first thing, though, is to say welcome to both of you and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Pippa, thanks so much, and it's great to be on here, and welcome to all of the listeners.
And Princess, to you as well, thank you so much for making time for us today.
Thanks, Pippa, for having me, and hello to all the listeners out there.
Graham is the president of the Visually Impaired Bowlers of South Africa and, as I explained, the director to Princess. And, Graham, if I may start with you, for those who are not familiar at all with the sport of blind bowls, can you tell us a little bit about how it actually works?
Okay. Simple terms of director, I'm not a coach. I, Princess, because she can't see as far as the white ball on the other end of the bowling green, I will stand in front of her and give her direction as to how she must bowl to get to the white ball. We would also say that, or I will tell her that the white ball is 28 meters away, and then she needs to bowl to be able to get to that spot. South Africa directs what they call from the front. Other countries, Australia, New Zealand, will perhaps stand next to their bowler. But at all times, we are, in simple terms, the eyes for the bowler who can't see that far.
And in all other respects, is the game identical to regular lawn bowls, Graham?
Exactly the same. All that I am, because Princess can't see the white ball on the other side, I'm telling her what's happening, what's going on. She couldn't decide what she needs to do to make this or that happen, but the rules of the sport are exactly the same, yes.
Okay, I've got to be honest, I've tried to play bowls once in my life and I was a dismal failure, Graham, so I'm afraid my knowledge of the sport is very limited. I've never gone back, I was too embarrassed. But I'm interested to know how you got involved in the sport, Graham, and then we're going to hear Princess's story in turn. But how does one end up being a director as you are for Princess?
Well, I got one of these silly things, read a newspaper article, Come and Help the Blind Bowlers. And in fact, I played bowls in Margate in some sighted tournament, and the late chapter, Ray Ferris, apparently helped the blind bowlers. And I said, don't be silly, blind people can't play bowls. How can they play bowls? That was 18 years ago, and I'm now president of South Africa, and I'm proud to say I'm vice president of the International Blind Bowls. I think from my very first day coming and hearing the joy and the wonderful noise that the bowlers made on the bowling green in the simple language hooked me, and that's why I am where I am.
Okay, now let me bring in Nozipho Princess Schroeder at this point. Princess, how did you come to discover the sport of blind bowls? Because I believe you were actually into cycling before you took up bowls.
Gee, so you got all the facts, Pippa. Yes, I used to be a tandem cycler. And I used to have someone which they called the pilot, which drives in front. Yeah, so that was my sport before I joined bowls. And after finishing the August tour in 1992, a friend of mine introduced me to bowl, but she was not even a bowler. So she connected me with the chairman of the blind bowlers then, which was John Davis. And they brought me to bowl, and and I got hooked the first day I started to play bowl, because My cycling was on a Sunday, both of us on a Saturday, so which means I didn't have a weekend for myself or to do things. So I had to choose, is it going to be cycling or bowling? And then I decided to do a bowling and not cycle anymore. So that's how I got hooked with blind bowlers.
And not just hooked, but incredibly competent, because since then you've gone on to compete in international tournaments since 2005. I know you have won 40 different medals at national and international level. You're only the fourth player of color to represent this country in the sport. You were named Best Sportswoman with a Disability at the Regional Awards in 2018. It's a very long list of achievements. As a matter of interest, which of those achievements are you most proud of when you look back over your career in this sport?
You know what? My most favorite achievement is 2005, when I was first tapped to play for South Africa. Mm. And that was in South Africa, but that was my first international.
And you did very and well in it as well.
Yes, I did. A gold and a bronze in the singles, which I didn't expect to get for my in my first game in bowls. Yeah, and I was so proud to wear the South African blazer and the South African badge on that day.
Goosebump stuff. What do you love most about the sport? I mean, what does it add to your life that made you go, you know what, the bicycle can wait, this is where I'm going to focus?
You know, meeting more friends, learning more also about both, and being friends with meeting people from other countries that also play both. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those things that sort of lifted up my spirit.
Princess, I mean, tell us a little bit more about your background. Were you born with visual impairment, or was it something that you acquired through illness or injury?
No, okay, Pippa, I'm born with albinism, okay. And I think due to that, my eyesight is very weak. And what you can read at 60 meters, I've got to read at 6 meters, mm-hmm. depending on how big the print is. What you see at 60, I see at 6 meters.
Right. So, Princess, how did you and Graham first meet? I mean, this is a partnership that now goes back 15 years and has won, as I've mentioned, a clutch of medals together. How did the two of you first come to play together?
Okay. When I started both, I was directed with someone else called Alan Bale, but he's passed away now. And Graham was directing. Okay. Our club is called the Peninsula Blind Bowler, Visually Impaired Bowlers, mm-hmm. but we just call it Peninsula Blind Bowlers. We play on a Saturday morning at Jaggers Bowls Club, but soon we'll be moving up to MBC, which is Mowbray Bowls Club, up at the UCT Sports Grounds. And it happened that I got selected to play in the 2005 Internationals in Cape Town, and someone else was selected to direct me, then a lady. And then Ellen and myself separated in 2014, yeah, mm-hmm. while Graham was directing another visually impaired bowler. She left and she moved to the DRC after she's met a partner and they got married there. And then I approached Graham and asked him if he would like to direct me. And I think, that's the best thing that I could have done.
What is it, do you think, about Graham and his abilities as a director that makes you two so successful together?
You know, we've got some directors. Some of our directors are not bowlers at all, but they get taught how to direct a visually impaired person. Mm-hmm. Graham was a bowler. It's a lot easier with a director who's been playing bowls for years. They know exactly the grass. They know exactly what hand to ask you to play.
Yeah.
The directors that are that not having been bowlers, I really lift my head, my hat up to them, because they get taught how to direct a visually impaired bowler.
Yeah.
I think that's the important part, and that's how we got so successful, because Graham is
a former bowler himself.
A bowler as well, yeah.
And let me ask him the same question. Graham, what is it about Princess and her skills that makes you such a dynamic duo?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I've got to obviously say she's a pretty good bowler because with the medals that we have, I can just tell her sort of what to do. She's got to do it. So, yeah. Like in any game of bowls, I can give you a pepper. I can also come and help you. But unless she bowl with the right speed and in the right direction, nothing's going to happen. So I have to, hats off to Princess. I just want to correct, I've been director since 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah, 14 years.
Okay, so it's a long path that you've walked together, and it's not finished yet. Graham, what's the next sort of goal in your sights? Are you busy training for any major tournaments as
we
speak?
Yeah, well, at the moment, like all athletes, and please tell me what's going to happen next year.
Hmm.
There are the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, hopefully in July next year.
Okay.
While saying that, International Bowls and the Commonwealth Federation have changed the categories. Princess, as she mentioned, is a B3. They now want a B2 and a B3 male-female combination, which is slightly different to what it was in 2018. So we will then have to have trials, hopefully later this year,
okay,
to say, is it a B2, B3, or is it a B3, B2 combination? But failing that, we have the international blind bowls. Once again, I say, hopefully COVID allowing in Australia in March next year.
Okay, so a lot depends on where you're able to travel
really
and all of that.
And what angles. But just to give you a last little bit to help you, South Africa won the International Bowls for Disabled World Champs in Pretoria in 2011, and that's the blindies. We call them passionately the blindies,
mm-hmm,
and the wheelies and the wobblies. And the wheelies and the wobblies are the guys in the wheelchairs and the guys with prosthesis or one arm. South Africa won the World Champs in 2011 in Pretoria. South Africa won the International Blind Bowls in England in 2013. South Africa won the International Bowls for the Disabled in New Zealand in 2015. South Africa won the International Blind Bowls in Cape Town in 2017. South Africa won double gold at the Commonwealth Games in 2014.
Wow.
And they won a silver and a bronze at Australia in 2018. So as bowls for the disabled, we are top of the world and proudly so.
I'm so glad you told us that, Graham. I didn't even know that International Bowls, Blind Bowls, had been played in Cape Town in 2017. So I'm delighted.
We played at Newlands, yes.
Yeah, I'm just so excited to hear how well we've been doing and can expect to do going forward by the sounds of things. Final question, because we must hand over to news. If somebody listening to this interview is going, I want to join, I want to sign up as a director or as a player, what's the best way to do that, Graham?
Probably go to look on the internet to Bowls SA website.
Okay.
And then you can get onto a link to Bowls for the Disabled or Visually Impaired Bowlers of South Africa and my name and Princess's name. I can also tell you Princess is proudly, after all these years, 20 years later serving, is now also the National Secretary. So while we do play bowls, we also give up a lot of our time to help all the rest. But on the web, Bowls for South Africa link, Bowls for the Disabled or Visually Impaired Bowlers of South Africa. We'd love the help.
We would so love it if more people signed up. Graham Ward, President of the Visually Impaired Bowlers of South Africa and Director to our other guest, Princess Schroeder, who is the National Secretary of that body. And Princess, thank you for joining us today and good luck as the two of you train towards the next big goals. I really hope you're able to get to those international tournaments next year.
Thank you, Pippa. And people are welcome to contact me directly if they can get my number from Cape Talk.
Thank you very much.
People that don't have internet or stuff.
Princess, I'm putting you back through to my producer to leave that number. Thank you very much. And if anybody would like to make contact, just reach out to us at Cape Talk.